Bill Gates, who was building a fortune by licensing Microsoft's operating system, had urged Apple to do the same in 1985, just as Jobs was being eased out. Gates believed that even if Apple took away some of Microsoft's operating system customers, Microsoft could make money by creating versions of its application software, such as Word and Excel, for the users of the Macintosh and its clones. "I was trying to do everything to get them to be a strong licensor," he recalled. He sent a formal memo to Scully, making the case. "The industry has reached the point where it is now impossible for Apple to create a standard out of their innovative technology without support from, and the resulting credibility of, other personal computer manufacturers," he argued. "Apple should license Macintosh technology to 3 to 5 significant manufacturers for the development of Mac compatibles." Gates got no reply, so he wrote a second memo suggesting some companies that would be good at cloning the Mac, and he added, "I want to help in any way I can with the licensing. Please give me a call."